Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you an urgent economic update. And next Friday, September 16th, I'll be moving my mother from Kentucky to Washington, so I'll be repeating a show I did with Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda, from early July. Wake up laughing, wise up loving. There will not be a What's Up in the Heavens next week, but I'll be back with that again on September 23rd, when I'll also take callers. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, I'm headed out for another trip later today. However, I'll be back on September 20th, and you can get on my schedule for that day or later. I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides, Time Codes for Success, are easy to use, color-coded calendars. They show you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. And it also shows you those time-out periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today is the last day we have Sun trine Jupiter in range. The cycle is known for bringing a lot of growth and expanding your mind in new ways. So if you can do anything to expand yourself today, I recommend you do it. You may decide to learn something new, go someplace new, read a book about something you've never considered, or meet new people who expand your life. There are many ways to do this, but be sure you do something today to take advantage of this energy. Today is actually a very good day to start something new, too, and this energy is partly why it's such a good day to start something. So get moving, if possible. Do something important today. Now, next, we still have in range the cycle that's associated with mental confusion and or deceptions. Yes, it's that cycle of Mercury opposite Neptune still with us. If you're feeling confused, just wait until this passes to make important decisions. In general, you cannot rely on logic to help you through this period. Intuition is the better tool. Check in with your guts or your heart, or clear your head with meditation to get the right answer. Just be sure you wait until you're clear before you make any important decisions now. Also, take extra care to track details and your possessions, as this is a cycle in which things can become lost, forgotten, or misplaced. Plus, we can easily get confused about what we're saying or thinking, give the wrong instructions to someone, or misunderstand important details. So be sure you ask questions and confirm those details. This cycle peaked yesterday on September 8th, and it stays in range through September 12th. Next, if you know what you want, you're in luck. We have a cycle that brings you opportunities to get what you want. This cycle, Venus sextile Mars, peaks tomorrow on September 10th through the 11th and stays in range through September 14th. Of course, to make this work, you must first know what you want. This cycle is also about knowing how to get what you want. With these energies, all you really need to do is keep your intention in mind and let the universe open the doors along the way. There are opportunities now, so do your best to take advantage of them. The cycle also brings opportunities for money and love. This is another reason why today is such a good day, so go for it. Next, what's coming to light at the full moon on Monday, September 12th are skipped steps. Uh-oh. This is basically a situation in which we're trying to move forward into the future before we resolve past issues. It's these very issues which prevent us from creating the future we want. So unless we stop and address them, we'll be forced to keep repeating these issues until we get the lesson. This shows up as the cycle of the sun square to the moon's nodes. Now, if you really want to move forward, stop now and address any issues that haven't been resolved. These past issues may be related to career and or communication issues associated with speaking your truth. Or you may say something in such a watered-down way that no one is sure of what you mean. So go back and clarify those communications. Be sure the other person clearly understands your needs. Now, this full moon also shows unexpected financial challenges related to debt. This is likely to be related to sovereign debt issues rather than businesses or consumers, but it could be both. This is a combination of two cycles, Uranus square Pluto and Saturn sesquiquadrate Chiron. The unexpected financial challenges could also be related to what's happening in Europe with their debt issues. They've pretty much decided not to placate the markets by bailing out all the countries with too much debt by creating euro bonds. There could be some unexpected consequences to that, which might mean that the euro could take a very big nosedive. Now, pay attention. If that happens, you should expect the same thing to happen here with the U.S. dollar 2 to 3 weeks later. I'll talk more about this shortly after the break and how you can preserve your wealth if you act quickly. The good news with this full moon is that there's a fantastic set of cycles, which is great for communicating and promoting to the masses and or important people or large organizations. This is a terrific time to contact large companies with major programs or proposals. This is the cycle of Mercury in a grand trine with Jupiter and Pluto. The set of cycles peaks on September 11th through the 12th for Mercury trine Pluto, and on September 14th for Mercury trine Jupiter. Comes into range today on September 9th through the 11th and stays in range through September 18th. So make good use of this. Full moons are always useful for getting products or services seen, so this full moon is an exceptional promotion time. Use it to make an important proposal to a large organization or a major decision maker. Now, this full moon also has an excellent cycle for taking action. Moon trine Mars. The combination of cycles for both Mercury and Mars makes September 12th one of the best days we have this fall for buying a car. The cycle is also useful for physical activities, promotions, and just taking action to push forward on your path, so make good use of Monday, September 12th, too. And that's the only day we have Moon trine Mars. Now, I've been urging you for some time to have extra supplies on hand for unexpected emergencies. And the hurricane on the East Coast is another reminder that unexpected earth changes can occur anywhere and at any time. We are in a major transition, and every location can be affected by unexpected changes. There's a high probability of regional power outages, such as Southern California experienced yesterday. Hurricanes, tornadoes, major fires, earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis. This is primarily associated with the cycle of Uranus square Pluto, which is particularly strong now. The cycle is associated with earth changes, revolutionary energies, and the disruption of our economy, so that we can build a more stable one. I'll talk about the economic changes to expect shortly, but for now, I want to emphasize once again that it's very important to be prepared for unexpected earth changes at any time. This means today and every day. And if you haven't prepared yourself with extra supplies, now is an excellent time to do this. Uranus square Pluto will be exceptionally strong through March 2015 and stays in range through May 2018. Now for a tip from my Good Timing Guided. This week your tip is this. Make good use of these days we have today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Part of Friday, September 16th is also good. Check the Today's Guide for free on my site to find out the times that it's good in your area. September 17th, 18th, and 19th are also very good days. So hop to it. It's time to make hay while the sun shines. Do as much as you can during this period. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. Wow, what a concept. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know what's ahead for our economy and how you can preserve your wealth no matter what happens? When I come back from this very short break, I'll give you an urgent economic update. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm giving you an urgent economic update. We're in the time period when changes to the economy could be dramatic. The next week or two may be your last chance to preserve your wealth, so I'm going to discuss why this is and the best ways to do that. Now, first of all, it's hard not to notice that the markets are in turmoil. And why is that? All the debt that countries have built up for such a long time is coming due. And it's becoming obvious that it cannot all be paid back. Now, we're seeing this for both Europe and the U.S. At the moment, though, the attention is on Europe as they finally admit that they cannot bail out all the countries in need of help. Now, why should you care what happens in Europe? Well, for starters, whatever happens to the euro will also happen to the U.S. dollar because we are totally intertwined. Now, remember that even though the value of the euro is dropping now due to their debt issues, the U.S. dollar will soon be in the very same boat. The U.S. has more debt than any country in the world. In fact, the U.S. pays the interest on its treasury bonds by selling more treasury bonds. Now, does that make sense to you? That would be like you paying your credit card with another credit card. All the U.S. is doing is racking up more and more debt. Now, in fact, September is the month when the euro and the dollar could both crash. But what exactly does that mean? Well, first of all, there are only two ways to overcome too much debt. Number one, you can forgive it. That means that whoever is owed the money, such as treasury bond holders, would not receive all or part of their investment back. Now, that's a very unpopular decision. Second, a country can try to inflate their way out of too much debt. They do this by printing more and more money in an attempt to pay back the debt with dollars that are not worth as much. So where does that strategy lead a country? Pretty much down the rabbit hole. As a country prints more and more money to pay its debt, or sells more and more treasury bonds to pay its debt, the value of the currency becomes less and less. This is similar to cutting down a tree. You cut a little bit and the tree still stands. You cut some more and maybe a little more and pretty soon the tree starts to lean a bit, but it's still standing. You keep cutting and cutting and oops, all at once the tree falls down. So what I'm telling you is this. The devaluation of the dollar can occur very quickly, just like that tree falling over quickly. So here are some statistics that you need to understand. First, in the entire history of the entire world, there has never been a successful currency that wasn't backed by gold or another precious metal. That's because all those currencies were overprinted until they became worthless. Our U.S. dollar, and for that matter, all currencies in the world at this time, are not backed by gold or anything else. Well, technically speaking, the U.S. dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And that just means that the U.S. dollar is backed by over $14 trillion in debt. Our country is bankrupt and it just hasn't admitted it yet. But whether or not you believe our country is bankrupt is irrelevant. What this first statistic is telling you is that unless the U.S. decides to back the dollar with gold, the dollar will fail. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's just a question of when it will crash, not if it will fail. Now, second, in the past century, all currencies have devalued between 96 to 99% against the value of gold. And as if that isn't bad enough, here's another important statistic. Number three. Between 2000 and 2010, all currencies in all stock markets devalued by 80% against the value of gold. Now, I'm going to repeat that so you can hear it clearly. Between 2000 and 2010, all currencies and all stock markets around the world devalued by 80% against the value of gold. Or another way to say that is that the value of gold increased by 80% between 2000 and 2010 against every currency and every stock market in the world. So just what does that mean? It means that if you have money in the stock market, bonds, or even cash, that the value of your money has declined in value by 80% in the past 10 years. Now, you can get a sense of this by considering that in 2000, the Dow Jones was over 14,000, and today it's around 11,200. So it's declined about 8% from where it was back in 2000. But look at the value of gold, which was less than $300 per ounce in 2000, and is now flirting with $1,900 per ounce. Now, even more concerning is that the value of gold increased by 48% in the past year alone. And this summer, it went up 14% in just 1 month. What's even more important to understand is that gold is just a measly 1% of the entire financial assets in the entire world. Yet, small investors have driven up the demand for gold by 600% since 2000. Now, that's phenomenal because, for the most part, large investors have not participated. Now, let's add in the cycles. I mentioned earlier that during the month of September and October, we could see both the euro and the dollar fail. Now, why is that? The dollar especially shows up under heavy fire with the cycles in September. And in October through January, the Federal Reserve then shows up with intense changes, including to the U.S. dollar. And lastly, February 22 is the last likely time we could see a major change to the U.S. dollar. By that, I mean that by then, the U.S. may decide to back the dollar with gold. And why would we do that? To prevent the U.S. dollar and all other countries from crashing to zero. So what does this mean for you? Well, here are some potential scenarios that I think are probable. First, the dollar could possibly nearly crash this month. And with that, we'll see the big investors start to buy gold. Now, I'm talking about pension funds, insurance companies, municipal and state investors. The big investors will want real physical gold, and they're likely to buy it in the millions of dollars at a time, if not billions. Once big investors enter this market, as they are bound to do soon, it will be game over for small investors like ourselves. Very likely, we would not even be able to buy physical gold once the large investors start buying gold and demanding physical coins or bars. So who will be covered for whatever happens in the economy? Anyone who owns gold by the end of this month. So where does all this leave you? Ask yourself this. Do you have any stocks or any bonds or any cash that have increased by 48% in the past year? If not, you're losing a lot of money because as the value of the dollar goes down, which is often unnoticed by most of us, your wealth is dissolving right out from under you. So sure, it might look like you own a lot of money if you're lucky enough to be in that situation, but one of these days we'll be in the same position as the Germans after World War II, taking wheelbarrows of dollars to the grocery to buy a loaf of bread. That is, unless the U.S. decides to back the dollar with gold again. So, with gold being such a high price now, isn't it risky to buy it now? Well, first of all, gold has not yet reached the inflation-adjusted price of its previous high. That was back in 1980 when it reached $850. Now, in today's dollars, though, that would be between $2,300 and $3,000, depending on how you calculate inflation. However, gold is very likely to go to a much higher value. And what would that be? Somewhere between $5,000 and $12,000 per ounce. Now, that's not just my opinion. That's the opinion of several top gold experts who have a better-than-average understanding of the economy. Now, why would gold go that high? Because unless the U.S. decides to let the dollar drop all the way to zero, it will be forced to back the dollar with gold. And when it does that, it will have to revalue gold to a price that will cover all the trillions of dollars in the world. The U.S. is not going to be able to make a lot more gold. It will instead have to value the amount of gold it has at a price that will cover the amount of dollars in the world. This is why gold at $7,000 or even $10,000 per ounce is actually a pretty likely scenario. So what's so urgent about all this? This is the last month that I think you will safely be able to buy gold. And we're in the last days of the Mayan calendar this month through October 28th. This means that many changes are occurring at an unprecedented speed. Those changes include economic ones, especially the debt and currency issues. Now, during this time, we're likely to see the stock market take another nosedive as investors run for cover. And by the end of September, I expect to see large investors buying gold, and then it will become nearly impossible for the average person to get real gold coins, which is what you want to buy. Now, why wait for all that to happen and lose more money with it? Turn any stocks, bonds, or cash, or at least 50% of it, into gold coins or bars immediately. It's the only true way to preserve your wealth at this point. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. What do you think? Buy gold coins as fast as you can. I have an updated article on my website on how to buy gold, and I'll include a link to this in my What's Up in the Heavens today. This is the most important step you can take to preserve your wealth. We can't grow until we get the sovereign debt and currency issue resolved, so preserve whatever assets you have quickly by buying gold before the end of September. This is the single most important prosperity tip I will ever give you. Now, next Friday on September 16th, I'll be repeating the early July show with Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. Wake up laughing, wise up loving. And that was a great interview, and I hope you'll enjoy hearing it again. He is an amazing guy. Now, remember, I will not be sending out a What's Up in the Heavens next week, but I will return with that on September 23rd when I'll also take your calls. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up to receive our free What's Up in the Heavens. And remember, you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Open your ears. Open your heart. Open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.